The Darkest Web.
Hello, my lovelies. Well, what a crazy year this has been so far, and we're already halfway through 2020. I had to miss contributing to the last episode again due to flooded house issues, but I'm back and I have a bunch of fun, spooky stuff to blab about. So buckle up, kids, I'm about to bend your ear for a bit. Since most of us have been stuck in our homes for a chunk of time, there's a good chance you've OD'd a bit on watching TV. But in case you still want some recommendations, here are some creepy things I watched while sheltering at home. I know many of you have already watched American Horror Story 1984, but I hadn't until recently because I'm cheap and I refuse to pay extra to see it. And if you're thrifty like me, I want to point out that it's now available with your subscription to Hulu. This came out in September of last year and is the 9th season of the show. Like most haunters, I love the nostalgic slashers of the 1980s, so the fact that this season was very much influenced by Friday the 13th and Halloween and relied on tons of classic horror tropes made it instantly appealing to me. To be perfectly honest, it was predictable and poorly written, but did I binge the whole damned thing? Yes, I did. I enjoyed it in all its cheesy, silly, gory fun, and maybe you will too. Our old pal Stephen King has been having a pretty successful run of movies, TV, and streaming shows based on his work the last couple of years, and one of the newest examples that I want to mention is The Outsider, which premiered on HBO in January of this year. It begins as an investigation into the gruesome murder of a young boy, but as the investigation progresses, more mysterious and supernatural forces seem to be involved. It was wonderfully unsettling, with that kind of great slow burn that I really love. I have to say, as is often the case for me with King's work, the ending felt kind of unsatisfying, but it's a really well-acted, captivating story that I think's worth a watch just for the mysterious, creepy factor. The last series I want to talk about is from the Netherlands. It's called Ares. That's spelled A-R-E-S. It's a psychological horror story about a young, overly ambitious college student who joins a mysterious secret society. But as the show progresses, she finds that there's something rather dark and sinister going on within this group, and a horrible secret that the society is guarding. I'm not quite done with this one, but it's pretty interesting. Do be warned, though, that there is an awful lot of puking in this show, so if you tend to be an emetophobe like me, it can be rather difficult to watch at times. It's only 8 episodes long, with each being about 20 to 30 minutes long, so it's not a huge time investment. You can find Ares on Netflix. Since we're a mere 4-ish months away from Halloween now, I'm sure most of us are at least beginning to plan for this year's haunt or costume and maybe looking for inspiration. So I want to point out a couple of artists that I find inspiring. Let's talk about Kelly O'Dell. She's a talented makeup artist from the UK and the founder of Collective, which is a freelance business offering services like makeup, hairstyling, special effects makeup, and body art. A particular project she did that you might want to take a peek at is the Bipola Art Photo Shoot. Bipola is spelled B-I-P-O-L-A. This special effects makeup was inspired by the struggles that people with mental illness suffer. But I think it's something we can all relate to. We all have inner demons, self-doubt, thoughts that hold you back or drag you down. And this makeup illustrates what that might look like if you could literally see what the sufferer was feeling. The makeup features hands that seem to be reaching out from inside the model's body, and hands that appear to scratch and claw from within, and faces with tortured expressions. There's an ambigram on the forehead of the model that reads, "I'm fine," but when turned upside down says, "Save me." Really haunting stuff. I'm going to include a direct link to Kelly's Facebook page, as well as to the Bipola Art photo shoot in the show notes. Or you can do a Google search for Bipola Art Shoot, again that's B-I-P-O-L-A, or search for Collective by Kelly on Facebook and peruse her albums for various pictures of her work. Collective is spelled K-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-V-E by Kelly. The second artist is a fellow Arizonan named Rob Kobaski. I first became aware of his amazing sculptural work while looking around on Instagram, and I was immediately intrigued and fascinated. I reached out to him, and he was kind enough to send me a bunch of amazing pictures and videos of his work. Rob is a self-taught freelance artist who does all kinds of creative endeavors like sculpting, special effects makeup, mold making, and character design, just to name a few. His work has been displayed and sold in various art shows, galleries, featured in independent films, and he's done commission work for private clients. His work is incredibly detailed and lifelike, both grotesque and beautiful. Some of his creations are zombie warriors, skeletal cowboys, monsters, and all variety of creatures. And he makes masks and appliances as well. He sculpts in clay, casts in silicone, uses tattered fabric and clothing, and applies real human hair one strand at a time. Interesting fun fact, the hair is often from the clippings of his clientele. He and his wife run a salon. And he actually used to own a pro haunt called House of Screams. You can find lots of great images of his work on Instagram and Facebook, and I've included a link in the show notes to a really great article about him and his work written by Cindy Brown for her blog. Be sure to check out his 8-foot-tall Frankenstein's monster. It's pretty mind-blowingly gorgeous. Do some searching for Rob Kobaski and you'll find him. That's spelled C-O-B-A-S-K-Y. If you're looking for some really awesome silicone masks and have some dough to drop on such a thing, take a look at immortalmasks.com. They have lots of incredible masks with multiple paint treatment options. They have both male and female fit masks, as well as half masks. The full masks run about $550 to $800, while the half masks range between $350 and $450. They also sell what they call full body suits, but I would describe them as full torso suits with about 3/4 arm coverage. They run about $2,000 and are a bony torso that you can achieve a variety of looks with by simply changing the paint treatment options or adding hair. I'm totally digging the cracked baby mask, which looks quite a bit like Sam from Trick or Treat, and the dark seed mask, which is kind of a rotten pumpkin-headed character. Also check out the apparition mask, which is a skull-faced, shrouded ghostie. The female version is called Entity. The UV paint treatment option would be really cool to give this one that eerie glow. They also have a few half-body suits or front torso coverage suits that run about $500 to $675, and sleeves or gloves from $375 to $600 to complete your monstrous creature characters. Check them out at immortalmasks.com. Lemex has released images of some of what their 2020 collection will offer. This year marks the 20th anniversary of Lemex Spooky Town, so if you follow them on the social media platforms, you'll see regular updates as they drop news about the collection. Some of my favorite new pieces are the Creatures Custom Hot Rod Shop, the Grimsbury Haunted House, and the Ghoulish Gourd Pub and Grill. That pub would be accessorized perfectly with their new Jolly Jack figures, which are two fellas, one a pumpkin-headed guy and the other a green skeletal undead guy, both brandishing glasses of foaming beer. Kind of reminds me of Baker and JT, actually. They're also adding some super cute black cat crossing signposts. Go take a look at www.lemaxcollection.com/villages/spooky-town, or search for Lemax Spooky Town on any of the socials. Lemax is L-E-E-M-A-X. Do you like building with Lego? Definitely take a look at Lego's new haunted house. It's got over 3,200 pieces and is meant for those over 18 due to the difficulty level. The house is called the Manor von Baron and is a spooky haunted house theme park ride. The house opens up so you can see all the cool interior details and has a working elevator lift, free fall ride, automatic opening doors, and a light up portrait. To make it work, you would need to also purchase the Lego powered up components. You control the lights and motion with your smartphone and the powered up app. This beauty is 26.5 inches tall and costs $250. Check it out at the LEGO website, which is www.lego.com, and do a search for product number 10273. Or as always, you can get the direct link in the show notes. Hallmark has announced their keepsake ornaments for 2020 on their website, and one new ornament in particular is pretty dang cool. It's the three hitchhiking ghosts from Disney's Haunted Mansion. This ornament lights up and plays Grim Grinning Ghosts. I love it. It's priced at $40 and will be available for purchase on July 11th. Go take a look at Hallmark.com and do a search for Haunted Mansion, or check out the show notes for the link. It's super important, especially right now, that we all support small businesses when we can. And a very cool small business that is chock full of stuff that is of interest to haunters and Halloween lovers is the Mystic Museum. While their Burbank, California shop is closed to visitors right now, they have an awesome online shop that you can hit up. They sell an incredibly wide selection of merch, including t-shirts, pins, candles, spooky home decor, cosmetics, art prints, jewelry, tarot cards, books, bags, wallets, perfume, toys, games, and even some weird and fascinating oddities like animal skulls, antique dolls, and postmortem photos. Take a gander at their goods at themysticmuseum.com. You can follow them on Facebook, and you can sign up for their newsletter. There's a fun blog I just recently found that I want to recommend. It's called All Hallows Geek. This blog is run by a guy named Mike, who created his site for those who love Halloween, horror, and spooky geekdom. He posts very regularly, so there's a real wealth of cool content and news about movies, toys, TV shows, and Johnny Thunder's favorite, and more. Check it out at allhallowsgeek.com. That's allhallowsgeek. Ready to make some stuff? Maybe you've always wanted to learn to make your own monster hand gloves. Well, there's a new video from Distortions Unlimited that will help you do just that. That video features Ed Edmonds teaching you how to sculpt monster hands out of clay and is part of the Monster Lab series of instructional videos. There will be more videos to follow that will teach you how to mold and paint your gloves. And I would definitely recommend you check out that Monster Lab playlist of videos. I'll include links in the show notes of both the glove making tutorial as well as to the playlist of all the instructional videos. It's a real treasure trove of information. And make sure you subscribe to Distortions Unlimited on YouTube so you'll be notified when a new video drops. Well, it looks like I've more than used up my allotted time. I hope you enjoyed checking out some of the stuff I've shared with you today. I hope you stay safe and healthy in this crazy time, and come back next time when I'll have collected more goodies to share with you right here in my darkest web.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.